Jerry Calbanion, Calbanion's Hypnosis, etc. Hey, if you want to know what's going on in the world of hypnosis or you want to improve your skills, you got to check out our show. We've got over 240 of these training audios and videos, with the vast majority of them being videos, all here on calbanion.com. If you're watching this video anywhere except calbanion.com, that's me, Cal Banion, without the .com, you want to go to calbanion.com, because right below this video, we've got all kinds of supporting text, links, and stuff to go along with this video that makes it even more valuable for you. Plus, what you want to do is you want to sign up, become a VIP member, and then you get instant access to a really nice layout of all the different podcasts we've done by title, and you can just, it could be like an encyclopedia of videos about the world of hypnosis today and yesterday. Oh, by the way, speaking of yesterday, let's see, I was just looking at our website and looking at how long we've been doing training, and by hallelujah, I couldn't believe it, we've been putting these video training programs for you valuable, free, since June, 5 years ago. So as of June, we have been doing this for you for 5 years. Hey, pat on the back. And thank you goes out to Celeste Hackett, who is a co-host, and of course our current co-host now, Meredith Locker and L. Ron Ferguson, plus some of the guests we've had, ranging from Dr. Damon, who's president of the National Guild of Hypnotists. We've also had Roy Hunter on the program, and let's see, who else? James Ramey of Ultra Depth fame. And so all you guys, you've really made it into the program, that the award-winning program that it is. All right. Let me see. What do I want to talk about today? I've got an email here, and it says, I don't understand how the early registration for classes works. It's very simple. If you're interested in taking the class, go to the schedule on this website over there in that column on the right. There is, it's a list of my schedule that links, you can go through it, or you can go to hypnosiscenter.com. And this is the deal. And this could change in the future. You know, I know these podcasts, they go out on the internet, and, you know, they could be there, if there is an internet, 100 years from now. And I'm sure there's going to be something even better. And when you go to the website, if it's 90 days or 60 days or 30 days before the class begins, then you know what? We give a substantial discount. And depending on how early you register or which class it is, either the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course or our Week of Power, the Advanced Hypnotherapy Course for people who are already certified, it ranges between $200 and $600 off, which is tremendous, because most people who come to our courses, I think, like to plan at least a month, 2 months, or 3 months ahead. So that's all there is to it. So plan ahead. We've got a course coming up the end of this month, starting on Halloween, running through November. I'm looking over a schedule here on my wall. That's the first 2 weeks of November, which includes the last day of October, October 31st through November 11th. That's our next class coming up for the certification course. Okay, here's another thing. Some of you guys are already experts in the field in one area or another, and I want you to encourage you to get your proposals in for the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention for 2012. Because of the disasters that happened on the East Coast because of the hurricane, they've extended the time period that you can get those in to October 15th, I believe. So information on proposals, the phone number for NGH and everything is on their website, NGH.net. Go there and, hey, you know, make a name for yourself. Help people out. Do some training. One of the great things about the internet and the web in general is the ability to have an online community. And we all know about Facebook, we all know about Twitter and that kind of stuff, but long before they came along, some well-established communities existed on the web, the Yahoo groups. And I want to encourage you, I'm going to put some links down here, to get involved in the Yahoo groups, some really high-quality groups that talk on a number of topics. Now, the first is the exclusive group only for 5-pathers. If you are a 5-path certified hypnotherapist, you can belong to this group. Now, you can't join yourself. You got to contact us, call our office. Our information's on the site here to call us. But now there are some groups out there that are just for everybody who's in the profession. And so there's the Talk About Hypnosis group, which is talk about everything in the field of hypnosis. Then there's another Yahoo group. And by the way, we own these groups. We moderate these groups. So there's no spam in there. There's no flaming or people acting unprofessional. If someone writes something that we think might let's say, not so diplomatic, then we just reject their message and say, you know, you're free to post your ideas and thoughts, but you need to do it in a more diplomatic or professional way. So talk about hypnosis group, marketing hypnosis group, and the speedy inductions group. Now, speedy inductions group, I started that group to talk about, you know, instant rapid inductions, but it kind of just became a general group about hypnosis and hypnotherapy. So check them out. You can join them. At the bottom of each email you get from the group, there's little instructions on it. You can unsubscribe at any second. So try them out. If you like them, it's cool, and get on there and drum up some conversation. All right, now I've got two or three topics I'm planning on doing. Oh, by the way, you might have noticed this is a all Cal episode. Meredith is just so busy with clients nowadays, it's hard for me to get her out here to Orange County to schedule these. But she's coming in a week or so, and we're going to get some more videos recorded with her. And of course, Elrond, he just did some with me, so I came in. I just got to keep this once a week video thing going, keep some good content going out there on the internet for you guys. So I'm going to do at least, if all goes well, two episodes for you, which will play this Friday and next Friday. All right. Oh, one other little thing. So 5 years we've been doing this, and Taylor Toussaint, who is our IT guy who edits all this stuff together, he's been with us for 3 years, and gosh, he's just done a really quality job at both putting these videos together for you, and also running our website, all our websites. He supervises our web designers, SEO experts that we have on the team, and he also runs our live online classes. So when we have our certification courses and our advanced courses, as you know, if you've been following this for a while, our classroom is wired into the internet, and students will be all from all over the world and participate live, interactively, with the on-site students and me, and take the course that way. And he really kind of helped us put that and refine that program together. And guess what? He got a better offer. And he's going to be leaving us in about a week and a half. And I just want to say to the public out there, thank you, Taylor, for all the work you've done with us. We really appreciate you. And I understand that sometimes you just got to move on for professional reasons and stuff like that. And for you guys out there, Taylor is helping us find a suitable replacement. And, of course, nobody's going to be able to completely fill his shoes, because his job has been so diverse, everything from setting up recordings for training programs, to editing videos, to our online classes and everything. But hopefully the new guy will eventually be able to do everything that Taylor does for us now, and we're going to be sad to see you go. All right. And I got some topics here. What is forensic hypnosis compared to what we do? Okay. So I want to talk a little bit about forensic hypnosis. Now, I am not an expert on forensic hypnosis, but I do know a thing or two about what it is. Now, forensic hypnosis has to do with using hypnosis to get information that will help solve a crime and bring evidence into court and that kind of thing. So, and there's people who specialize in that. Some states allow hypnosis for enhancing memory. Some do not. And those that do, typically, you have to be certified in forensic hypnosis. Now, so, and that usually has to do with enhancing memory just for recall. And statistically, it's generally accepted that just being in hypnosis, without doing any age regression or anything like that, just being in hypnosis allows people to recall better than in the normal waking state. But typically, and if there's any experts out there, leave a comment right below here, right down there. Straighten me out, because, once again, I'm not an expert in this field. But the from my understanding, because I know some experts in this field, one of the main tools is age regression hypnosis, where they will do a date-time regression back to a specific date, a specific time when a crime or an alleged crime occurred, and then very carefully, without leading in any way, that's the main important thing, is to uncover evidence and refresh memories about an event that happened that's related to the scene of a crime, okay? Now, what's one of the big main differences between forensic hypnosis and the work done by a consulting hypnotist or hypnotherapist, or whatever you want to call yourself, is that when you're doing forensic hypnosis, you want to uncover events that are factual, and an event that's necessarily historically true. In other words, if they say someone by a certain name is there and they're doing things, that has to be, you know, pretty much equivalent to the same as if you had a videotape or recording of the event. I mean, it necessarily needs to be historically true. Now, the hypnotherapist recognizes that a lot of the stuff that's stored inside of the subconscious mind is not necessarily historically true. And so we don't worry so much about whether or not every little fact or detail is correct. What we're trying to uncover is not physical evidence, but how beliefs are stored in the subconscious mind, and how memories and information is stored in the subconscious mind, and how those beliefs, that data, and emotions that are being generated by that data and those beliefs are affecting behavior today. So we understand that when we go back and do age regression work, the events that we uncover may not be 100% necessarily historically accurate. But what we do care about is that we find out what these earlier aspects of the self, maybe it's the 5-year-old self or the 4-year-old self or the 3-year-old self and so on, is thinking about what's going on. So that's why we're going to be asking certain questions all the time. We're going to be asking what's happening. And that is when the regressed aspect of your client says such and such is happening, that may not necessarily be exactly what happened, but it is how what happened was stored in the subconscious mind through the lens and the belief system and the knowledge and understanding and the sophistication of this younger self. Might be 2 years old, 3 years old, 4, 5, 6, whatever. So what we're concerned about is what happened and then what they think about it. And so what meaning are they assigning to this event that just happened? And then thirdly, we want to find out if what the meaning that they assigned to what just happened, how was it making them feel emotionally? That's why we have the Fab Five questions that we ask at every event of an age regression. We find out what's happening, what are you thinking, what are you feeling? And then, of course, how old are you? And then if we are trying to uncover an ISE, which we typically are, initial sensitizing event, then we're going to ask if that feeling is familiar or new. And we're going to use that emotion to time tunnel back to the ISE, or affect bridge back. So what's the big differences then? On one hand, the forensic hypnotist is working with a law enforcement agency or with an attorney to try to uncover factual evidence. We want to find out like a license plate number. We want to find out details about the suspect. How tall was he or she? What was the hair color? Were there any tattoos or markings or any distinguishing characteristics, that kind of thing. You know, what time of day is it? Describe this, getting physical evidence. The hypnotherapist or consulting hypnotist, we don't worry so much about whether or not what they say is happening is necessarily historically true. We just mainly want to find out what happened as they perceive it, what meaning they intended to give to that, or that they did give to that, and then what are the feelings generated. Now, here is a perfect example. I know there's people right going right now, look at this, they go, of course, well, real age regression is a revivification, a reliving of an event, so it must be historically true. And I say, nay, nay, nay. You see, what the child perceives to be happening as they describe it is fraught with error. Okay, but that error is stored inside the subconscious mind. The meaning that they give to it is fraught with error. It's got all kinds of misperceptions. And that means it's generating, those perceptions are generating emotions that are not based in reality. For example, recently had a client with an age regression, and we follow it back to some time when she's a few years old, I think 3 or 4 years old. And she had the common experience of being punished by her mother. I think anyone who has a mother has been punished by their mother, right? And at that moment of being struck by her mother, she thought, you know, mom doesn't love me. Well, guess what? Then I can talk to the grown-up aspect of herself. I can just say, okay, three, go in the background. Let me talk to grown-up. Grown-up, let me ask you something about your mother. I mean, you've been a mother, so you have a little bit better idea about this mothering thing. Back then, you only knew her for about 3 years, 4 years, whatever it was. And now you've known her for 40-something years or 30-something years, long time. Did your mother ever love you? And she said yes. I go, did she ever stop loving you? No. I said, wouldn't that have been nice to know back then? You see, because when I spoke to the child, I get this typical thing that starts generating fear. Mom does this thing. The child perceives mother doesn't love me anymore. The child may perceive there's something wrong with me, or I did something wrong. And I can clear all those things up from the perspective of the adult. See, this is called the informed child technique. And I can say, growing up, is there anything wrong with that little girl? And you might say, no, not really. Is she lovable? Yes. Does her mother love her? Yes. Does she survive this situation? Well, obviously, if I've got the 50-year-old client in my office, she survived. I go, wouldn't it have been amazing if you knew that back then? It's like the light goes on. I say, how would you have felt if you knew back then that you were lovable, there was nothing wrong with you, mom's just having a bad day, or whatever the situation was from the perspective of the grown-up, was a much better perspective of what was going on back then than the child does. And she's lovable, there's nothing wrong with her, oh, and she gets to grow up. And they go, well, that would change everything. I say, good. So let's go back there and change everything. And so we'll have grown up go back before the event and talk to that child and let the child know what's coming and that, you know, her mother loves her. She always loves her. She's not in any serious danger. She gets to grow up. She's going to be a good mommy herself. Give her something to look forward to. If you can, you even find out, gosh, did you benefit from in any way from that event? And what if there's a benefit, we want to make sure the child knows that also. So there you go. Forensic hypnosis, it has to do with law enforcement, lawyers all trying to get evidence to either make their case or counter a case. It's not admissible in courtrooms everywhere. Where it is admissible, you typically need to be recognized by the court with some kind of certification. And don't go messing around with memory enhancement with someone because what can happen is if you're not trained right, you can lead the client, cause them to remember stuff that never really happened, and also in areas where forensic hypnosis is not recognized, then if hypnosis is used to enhance memory, it can disqualify that client from ever, being a witness to the crime. So don't mess around with forensic hypnosis. Don't mess around with hypnotherapy. I mean, whatever you're doing, you need to take it very seriously. You need to get professional training and certification. All right, so there you go. A Cal-only episode. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Once again, thank you, Taylor, for your 3 years here. You've made the world of hypnosis better. And Taylor, we wish you the very best in your endeavors in the future. And I hope we don't lose contact. All right, that's it. Forensic versus hypnotherapy. This is Cal Vanian. This recording is the property of Cal Vanian and Cal Vanian's Vanian Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.